2014 Code Enforcement Special Magistrate Administrative Hearings. I am Chester Tro, the magistrate who will be serving today. I have received an updated agenda. Are there any further changes to that agenda? Okay. I have reviewed the minutes of the prior magistrate's hearings and approved them as prepared by the staff secretary. We need to swear in the officers.
Vertical.
There you go.
Do you swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth and the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do. For the record, I point out Matt Lightfoot, Charles Rich, Wayne Thomas, Jason Kilcrease, Ralph Schuldenberger, and David A. Thompson.
Okay, I would like to take the cases out of order, handling those that have appearances. And I note that Deutsche Bank has a substantial number of cases. If there's some that are very quick and so forth, I would rather get those folks on down the road.
Yeah, they aren't very quick, but we're prepared to go through them if you'd like.
Let's do what we can do rather than...
We also have one that is very quick.
What's that?
Under old business, under consent and proper compliance.
Okay.
C-140797, the yard at Pine Oaks LLC.
Under the Massey hearings?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What are we doing?
They're requesting 30 days extension to the previous order so that they can work to get into compliance. They have taken steps by hiring representation, and the city would agree with that request to extend in 30 days.
How does hiring a lawyer have anything to do with complying on the ground?
They're trying to bring their property into compliance. I can let him explain a little further to you, but the city's in agreement because they're going to have to work through the planning department.
Okay,
so
we're going to need permits.
Evidently so.
Okay. All right. Based on the representations of the staff in case 140797 and the Massey hearings, I will amend my prior order by extending the compliance date 30 days. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Work for everybody? Fine.
Then I guess we'll go to the petition for Deutsche Bank. That is starting, and if I may, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Charles Rich. I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed Chief Code Official for the city. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified in all four levels of training. I've been in charge of the division for more than 6 years. I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases. If you go to the beginning of the petitions on the bottom of page 5
correct
of the docket this morning, that is the beginning of Deutsche Bank. I would point out that in this case, it's one property that has amassed a total of $636,065.32 in fines.
And you're going to decline all of their requests for reduction, right?
That was our goal, was to try to achieve some amicable reduction here.
Why do we wind up with six cases all on the same property?
They sent their petition in that way. We had six separate cases that obviously went into repeat violator status, and that's why the fines amassed.
Were there actually six rounds of magistrate hearings on this property?
That's what I've been told, yes, sir. I have not reviewed each and every single case.
Okay.
We haven't been informed if they have a contract for sale here. That would, of course, weigh on our...
Okay, well, let's talk to the representative and see what they got to say. Come on up to the podium. Ma'am, I'm guessing that you're a counsel and will not be presenting testimony.
No, I am counsel, but I will not be presenting testimony.
Okay,
we need to... state that for the record, we have not received a notice of counsel on this case.
Oh, that's okay. Okay. Since she's going to testify, if you'll swear in, please, and if you'll tell us who you are and your address.
You swear from it the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Munia Gasha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with Clairfield, Solomon, Aachen, and Pincus.
Okay.
We are located at 300 South Orange Avenue, Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
And I'm actually filling in for Alicia Winster.
So you're not the real guilty party to stand in, right? Gotcha.
She is one of your locals.
Yeah.
She couldn't make it here today.
Okay, tell me what's going on this property.
Well, Mr. Magistrate, what's going on with this property is there has been several violations from 2008 until Deutsche Bank legally acquired title in October 2013. It's been in foreclosure. Previous owner did not upkeep with utilities, did not upkeep with the property. They pretty much abandoned it. When Deutsche Bank took title, acquired title in October of 2013, in good faith and due diligence, they complied or tried to comply with most of the violations, code violations, from the date of October 2013 when they legally acquired title up to today.
Okay. One thing I'll tell you is I'm not the least bit humored by five-year foreclosure.
Neither are we,
yeah, you are. Because you had control of setting the motion for summary judgment long, 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 long ago. You just didn't want to take title so that you'd be exposed to the code violations. I see this movie all the time.
I know.
So, did you file your mortgage foreclosure back in 2008?
I believe either 2008 or 2009. I do not have the case number, so I do not have the exact date.
Okay, 5 years means our city suffered under your client's decision not to take title so it wouldn't have responsibility on the property. And so I'm just telling you from the get-go that there's going to be consequences to that. I would like to motivate Deutsche Bank to speed up the foreclosure process, to do it in a timely fashion so that citizens of our community don't have to look at these piles of trash for 5 years. Okay? Now, tell me why we only, quote, tried to comply and did comply to, quote, most of the violations.
Well, we actually hired Fidelity Title Insurance. They did a search, title search. They did, and we came back with no violations on the property from October 2013 till April 2014. Due diligently, Deutsche Bank paid all outstanding bills, all outstanding utilities, and we were under the belief that we were in compliance acquired title.
Tell me if this is wrong. I would gather that the water collections is a swimming pool. That's what it typically is.
Yes, Your Honor, that is correct. They're decided for the pool and for the barrier not being in place for the pool.
See, that's a health and safety danger to the neighborhood.
Again, Magistrate, my argument would be that the legal owner at that time was not Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, but I think, if I recall correctly, the city code requires Deutsche Bank as a foreclosing lender to register with the city and ensure compliance with city code. Isn't that true?
We cited Deutsche Bank personally for failure to register on the 3 of the 6 cases.
Yeah, see, I didn't get the clue. But okay, go ahead. I understand you weren't around for this.
I was not around. But, Your Magistrate, just to make this argument brief, we're asking for either to remove the violations prior to October 2013 when we acquired title, or to have a reduction in those violations.
I'm more interested in fine reductions. I don't see any grounds for completely deleting violations. That's a pass that I don't do. Okay? So tell me what the value of this property is, when full compliance is going to be achieved, do we have a contract, you know?
We're trying to sell this property, and in the petition it does state that we do not have a contract as far as I know for now.
You know approximately the value of the property?
The value, I apologize, that's one thing that I actually forgot to print out.
What's the tax roll say?
It's
$162,979. Okay. Okay, and
There are still past due utilities.
Excuse me?
There are still past due utilities on the property.
And what does Deutsche Bank think an appropriate fine level is? This is where the pickers on TV ask the owner what they think their stuff is worth, okay?
Well, of course, Magistrate.
The answer is not zero.
The answer is not zero, I understand. I am here today asking for a reasonable amount.
Okay.
That would not deeply
harden.
Don't go away.
No, I'm not going.
Let me. No, I know you're not going away. Let me ask the staff what the city's costs in these cases.
City's cost was $6,540.32.
$6,540.32. Okay. And has the city done an inspection to ascertain what violations have not yet been cured?
The last photo shows that we have in the case file there.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can look at that the back gate is still open.
Okay, that's not a biggie. All right.
Except that it's a pool area.
Well, I understand. But, all right. Is that the only violation that remains on?
And failing to register.
And failing to register.
It's registered. It registered in 2014.
Okay, 2014.
They registered recently.
Okay, only 5 years late. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is a repeat violator for Deutsche Bank?
Yes, I would also offer to the magistrate that Deutsche Bank is one of our least cooperative.
I kind of concluded that. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're close on compliance. Drive by on the way out of town and close the gate and it sounds like you're home. Now, I will tell you that they don't just go wandering by these properties to ascertain compliance. Once you get whoever your property manager is to secure the gate, he needs to call the city staff so they go out and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
City staff just can't go driving around hunting for compliances.
Yeah.
Does the staff have a recommendation on behalf of the city as to where the city thinks this ought to land?
Yes, sir. We go $15,000 plus costs.
Well, that's a bargain.
Anything else? That it?
Yeah.
Everybody? Okay. I think I was going to go higher than the city, so I will reduce the fines and costs down to the $15,000 in fines, plus the city's out-of-pocket costs of $6,540.32. You do not presently have a contract on the property.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. The reduction is available to Deutsche Bank only if paid in the next 90 days.
90 days.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a total of $21,540.32.
Correct. If not paid in the next 90 days, you face the whole number all over again.
Which is $636,000?
Yes, ma'am.
$636,000.
Or a deed.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. See you. So ordered. And that's in all of those cases?
Yes, sir.
That covers all of that?
Mm-hmm. That will cover CEB 08-0087, COM 08-0835, COM 10, 0416, COM 10-1183, and COM 11-0996,
okay,
as well as an NTR 07-0058, and COM 14-0274.
Okay, so ordered.
I believe we have additional representation by attorney this morning for COM 12-0694, Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay. Is that an original proceeding or is that a?
That would have been in the petitions area.
Okay.
Having said that, I'll go ahead and start with in the order that folks arrived this morning.
Okay, that'll
take us to page 3 of the docket, COM 14-0662.
City versus JDN Realty?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Give me a moment to catch up.
Okay.
The city would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. And this is the City of Ocala versus Dwayne Thomas, JDN Realty Corporation, and World of Decor, Inc. And for the purposes of this, we have noticed JDN Realty Corporation because this is a violation occurring on their property, but the violation is really for the operator of the business there, World of Decor, Inc. A location at 2400 block Southwest College Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of section 110-131, prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 2356-002-02. Legal service was obtained on 6/27 and 30 of 2014 for the notice of hearing, and we post the property on 6/25/2014 for the notice of hearing. We have a previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance in the first case, which was about 2 months prior to this one. And the summary findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to various locations in the southwest portion of the city, observing off-site advertisement, prohibited off-site signage in violation of the city's code. Officer Thomas received information that on weekends, the respondents were placing billboard trucks in various locations around the State Road 200 corridor. Additional investigation revealed that in 2014, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty for violation of code section 110-131, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. They were fined in that hearing $250 and an additional fine for daily violations. Further investigation by Officer Thomas revealed the response had not taken corrective action on the violation, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. As you can see from the photographs that are being taken here, they're basically driving this, it appears to be a 5-ton truck all over town, using it as a billboard. They were warned by the code enforcement board not to do it. Representation from this company was here at that board, acknowledged responsibility, advised us that they would have their advertising company cease in this activity, and following that, we've got 2 months worth of photos where they're continuing the activity.
What is the picture of the guy holding up the sign? One minute, let me get back to it.
Yeah,
it says something to the effect that if you have any problem with this sign, call me or something. Let me get the literal statement. One sec. If there is any problem with this truck, call me. Okay. Who's he? The driver?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Okie dokes. Anything else before I talk to the representative of the store?
We have a staff recommendation. The staff is prepared to answer any questions you may have. Find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 110-131 as a repeat violator for Chapter 16204 of Florida statutes. Order them to remove all unpermitted signage and not place any additional off-site unpermitted signs throughout the city in violation of the code. Pay a fine of $500 and pay the cost of prosecution as assessed within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $500 per day to a maximum of $5,000, and the city to enter upon the property, do the work utilizing any means required, with all fines and with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Let me just envision what the city's version of bringing this into compliance would be. Wouldn't you send a tow truck out there, or would you just curious what you had in mind, kind of thing. Okay, who's the representative of the company, and come on up and talk to me. You'll be sworn in by the secretary, and tell us who you are and what your address is.
You swear affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Sure. My name is Matthew Yields. The address is 1142 Satellite Boulevard, Orlando, Florida, 32837.
Okay, sir. How do we find ourselves in this circumstance?
I don't want to waste all y'all's time about this. We hire a company to do it. After the last notice to hear, we remedied most of the situation. This company, we have a contract with. They take responsibility for their actions at that point in time. Mm-hmm. They convinced us to allow them to continue because he said they had spoken to Mr. Thomas, and there was a agreement to that. We made the mistake of listening to them. They went out and did it. Y'all sent us this additional notice. We immediately terminated the contract, and have ceased operations in the facility.
Okay. Please tell me that the fellow holding the sign in the vehicle is not you.
No, sir.
Okay.
Not at all.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to do then. I gather the trucks, we've basically got a cure in place already. Trucks are on.
Trucks are gone. Signs are gone.
Okay. I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation and go forward from there. It's a $500 fine for the repeat violation. Chip, how much of the cost the city's incurred in this?
We have an affidavit of cost in your presentation on page 22.
And I'm at 25, so let me get to 22.
168.32.
Okay. That's okay. 168.32. Okay, so you're looking at $668.32. We'll go forward there. I think everybody's on beam with this project now, and we'll go forward. Good. Thank you. Appreciate you coming by and talking with us. Staff recommendation is ordered. Okay.
That'll take us to page 4 of the docket. CM 140643. A case of the City of Ocala and Officer Terry Allen versus Southeastern Enterprises LLC, care of Mark Hart.
Okay.
Just a minute to catch up here.
This is failure to buy a tax certificate.
Tax certificate. The location is 2105 Southwest 7th Place, Ocala, Marin County, Florida. A violation of 6261 levy, 6262 tax certificate required, 6266 delinquency penalties engaging in business without a certificate, 6276 revocation of the previous certificate, and 6278 tax constitutes a debt to the city. The parcel ID is 2260-179-006. Legal service and posting were obtained on 6/26/2014 for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. As part of your presentation, we included a copy of the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Terry Allen received this complaint from the one-step permitting section of the city advising that this business is operating without a required business tax certificate. Officer Allen responded to this location, left word for them to contact her concerning this incident. All attempts by Officer Allen to remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has included copies of the notices, whatnot, and a photograph.
This is the area behind the city fire department over there, isn't it? There's a city fire station at the corner. No, that's Martin Luther.
Right. This
I'm trying
Southwest.
To picture the intersection. Okay. I'm coming out 200.
It'd probably be better to go out West 40.
Okay, go. Okay, so I got 40 on the boulevard.
Right, and back on page 3 of your presentation shows that basically between 441 and I-75.
Yeah, that's a strange location for business zoning. Okay, go ahead.
Down Southwest 21st Avenue.
Okay. And what sort of business is Southeastern Enterprises running in there?
I'd have to let you speak with the representation.
Okay.
Staff has a recommendation in this case.
Which is?
To find the respondent guilty violating code sections 6261, 6262, 6266, and 6278 as previously stated, pay all delinquent taxes due to the city at the one-stop permit center of the city of Ocala, pay the cost of prosecution of cases assessed within 14 days, failing which all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
And where is your cost affidavit in this one? If I recall correctly, failure to pay the timely for this permit results in, is it a doubling of the permit, if I recall correctly?
Well, what happens is after 30 days, it's a 10% penalty.
Yeah.
After that, it's a 5% penalty up to January 31st. Each month, 5% is assessed. January 31st, an additional fine of $125 is assessed per state law.
That's right. That's the...
And then the fine stops. That's the maximum that's assessed on the tax certificate.
And when people get right and come and pay, We let them pay, we generally let them pay the permit they would have paid plus the cost.
Plus the interest.
And the interest.
And the cost.
And waive the rest of it.
Well, we generally don't waive unless this is a first-time violation.
Is this?
And they've brought it into compliance. In this case, they have not brought it into compliance.
Okay, well, I understand the compliance issue. Okay.
So we generally don't waive in that matter.
Okay, fair enough. Would the representative of Southeastern Enterprises please join us? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
If you'll be sworn in by the secretary and tell us who you are.
I don't swear, but I'll affirm.
Okay, affirm, that's fine by me.
I'll tell you the truth.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Mark Hart.
Okay.
2105 Southwest 7th Place.
Okay, sir. What kind of business is Southeastern Enterprises?
It's a kind. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, sir. My name of my company is Southwestern Enterprises. It's been Southwestern for 50 years. I don't know whether anybody's using my name or my address or not. But.
Well, let me take a look. I got a SunBiz report here. Let me take a look at this guy.
Yeah, that is correct. When I was looking through the case, it is Southwestern. I did send a notice of violation back 6-2 with Southwestern, and then it was a clerical error on my part for the next one to be Southeastern.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to accept a friendly amendment to the citations to get company name correct to Southwestern. Okay. Southwestern. What does Southwestern Enterprises do?
We're general contractors.
Okay. Is there some reason why we haven't bought a...
Over the past year, my situation changed, and I just didn't get there to renew my license. I have a no-fee license.
A no-fee license. What's a no-fee license?
Don't pay no fees.
Well, I understand, but how do you qualify for one of those babies?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Okay.
I have checked with the city at that time. What happened is I had some problems with my family.
Okay.
And I had my wife had a heart attack. This and that, that, and my brother in POA, and he passed away, so I just got busy.
Okay.
And these things kind of passed by me.
Are you still operating the business?
I got 14 hours of pending education with the state, which I have to get prior to this license. And the company that I dealt business with, Red Vectors, didn't send my number by all of my hours.
Okay.
So I called Tallahassee, and they told me what I had to do there. So I'm trying to find out who my representative is in this area, the Red Vector, and get the rest of my hours sent in so I can have my...
And that's for your general. That's for your personal general contractor's license, right?
Right.
Okay. City staff, does the city care whether he has a general contractor's license with the state? He has a business on the location. That's all we care about.
If he's operating as a contractor, he's going to have another contractor's license.
Well, I understand that. But he has a corporation, which is sitting there, active, you know, on a city property.
And he's going to have it. If he's operating that business out of there, we'll let that business come in.
Yeah.
Even though it's no fee because he's retired.
Oh, is that what it is?
Then it's now a fee because it didn't.
Can I tell the Florida Bar that?
You can try. I don't think they'll go for it. But.
Okay. What kind of time frame do you think you're in terms of getting your state license unscrambled?
I talked to them about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and she told me to contact the Red Vector so to get my hours in. But the state did tell me what to do, just mail in the late fee.
Okay.
And she said that she would take care of it from there.
So that sounds like it's a fairly done deal.
Right. And it's about time for me to go back to school again. Mm-hmm. I don't know where my representative is. He lives in Nanellum.
Well, he's in Nanellum then. Okay.
So I also checked with the city of Ocala license department,
mm-hmm.
and the representative down there told me what I had to do there.
Okay.
$359, and I'm glad I need a license.
Okay.
I can do all that probably in the next 30 days.
Okay.
I can communicate with Tallahassee and get my insurance credit things back.
Okay. We're going to amend the city staff's recommendation to give 30 days for compliance. And when you do come into compliance, you need to talk to the city staff to see if you can get some of these things reduced, because we do typically take away part of the penalties. So talk to the city staff, okay?
Yes, sir.
Great. Good enough. So ordered. Gotcha. Thank you for coming by.
Be sure that's southwestern.
Yes. It'll be southwestern.
I don't want to be paying southeastern.
Okay. We'll let you pay both of them.
Okay. That'll bring us to the top of page 3 of your docket this morning, Your Honor. COM 140603. Aladdin Soilman. City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Aladdin Soilman. A location of 606 West Silver Springs Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of sections 82-181. Definition of a dangerous structure. Abatement required. Section 82-182. Dangerous building declared a nuisance. Abatement required. And section 110-131. Prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 225-28-000-00. Legal service and posting were obtained on 6-19-2014 for the notice of violation. 7-2-2014 for the notice of hearing. We post the property on 6-7-2014 for the notice of violation, 7-1-2014 for the notice of hearing. Our structural evaluation was requested of this building by the building department. It scored 50 and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring up the current floor to building code. And we would require a permit to repair or demolish in this situation.
Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this property and observed the property is in violation of city's code and that it is a dangerous structure with unpermitted signs. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Thomas requested a structural evaluation and Inspector David Thompson responded, completing the inspection, which resulted in a score of 50 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current floor building code regulations. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful. The violations remain. Staff has included photographs of the current condition of the property.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm headed. I just haven't gotten to them yet.
You will notice on page 9 of the 9 pages of photographs that we have a continuing problem with signs being posted on this property and the owner not remedying that violation.
Okay, therefore, so it looks like other people are using them as a billboard.
That's what's been occurring.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is the old funeral home.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
and
I know what
this is. You can see at page 6 numerous times that signs have been
I mean, that's a good target. It's empty and it's a great billboard location.
Of course.
Yep.
We would contend that
not your problem.
Someone who would regularly be tending to their structures that they own.
I got it.
Keep that cleaned up.
Okay, and
staff has a recommendation. I'd like to read that into the record.
Before you do that, let me ask another question. The photo I just went by shows that the signs have been torn off one of the plywood things that gives closure to the building. Does that mean that we have compliance at this point?
It comes into compliance and goes back out of compliance.
Yeah, probably by the day.
Certainly, routinely.
Yeah, I would expect that. Yeah, okay.
Staff would draw your attention to the building inspector's report.
Yeah, I see that. With the 50?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me find number one, your affidavit of costs, so I know what numbers I'm dealing with. Photo, here we go, $132.69. And let me find your, what page is your staff recommendation on?
Page 2.
2? Okay.
Staff recommendation, if you'd like, for all read it in the record.
Please.
Find respondent guilty of violating City Code Sections 82-181 and 82-182 and 110-131. Order them to respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days, bring the structure up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days. Or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the debris to be completed within 60 days. Remove all unpermitted signage and not place any additional signage or allow additional signage to be placed upon the property in violation of the sign code and pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 30 days. Failing which, a fine of $25 per day. the city to enter upon property due to work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. And there is representation in this case here this morning.
Okay, before I lose you, I'm having a little problem with the way you've structured your recommendation.
Yes, sir.
I understand when you score more than or less than a 50. Is it more than 50 or less than 50?
Well, you can't. We generally don't suggest that you do that, Your Honor. And the reason being is because the building official, when he scores that, might say that the concrete slab is good, yeah. But it's not based upon a score of 50. It's actually based upon the fact that he says it's dilapidated, requiring more than 56%
yeah.
cost
okay.
of the structure.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem I'm headed towards. The violation is structures which have any and all of the following conditions, such that life, health, property, or safety of the occupants or general public are endangered. This property is secured.
It has not been in the past.
But we're not charged.
It is in this particular occasion. It looks like it has been secured.
Uh-huh.
And we would also say that if it's causing slum, blight, and decay.
But that's not your charge.
Well, that is the charge on Section 82-182. That is an added.
Okay, let me take a look at that. Because all dangerous buildings are declared to be a public nuisance. Okay.
And I printed that.
And
for
shall
you.
Be repaired. Okay, now we're doing better. Okay. Abatement. Okay, all right. I was having trouble figuring out how you were ordering somebody to repair something that was secured that nobody could get in.
Under Section 82-182.
Yeah, okay, I'll buy that. Okay. And the signs are pretty obvious. But I don't know how in God's name this owner is going to solve that one. But anyway, we'll find out in a minute. Okay, thank you. Come on up and talk to me and find out who you are. Let's get sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could state your name and address for the record.
I'm Mr. Aylon, 149 Southwest Montevideo County.
Okay. Tell me what we got here.
I purchased this building in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And used to be a place where we had a real estate in there.
Right, there was a real estate office
yeah,
in there. I remember
it was like offices. However, since then it's been vacant. Like I bought it thinking about like establishing a better business in there,
mm-hmm.
but the situation did not permit that. As far as the security of the building, I had closed the building and boarded it for a while, not recently,
okay.
At least 2-3 years. The signs, that's a problem. Even across the street.
Yeah, you got a real dilemma there.
It is. I take them out, they bring them back in.
Yeah.
Take them out,
and there's a lot more of them than there are of you.
But the building is boarded, the door is shut.
Yeah, I see that.
And I keep the lawn mowed, and every time I receive a letter, I comply, whatever. I had the building for sale for a while.
Yeah.
But I didn't have no response yet. I even had changed the company.
Is the building an obsolete structure?
What is it?
Is the building an obsolete structure? Is anybody ever going to use that building as it is?
Somebody could do a business if they remodel it to the point where they could use it.
But I gather that
some remodeling, like bringing the AC up to code and changing it.
Okay. The parcel, tiny parcel, 17-tenths of an acre. Is that even buildable again? I mean,
it has more parcels. The whole building is on that parcel. There's more.
There's another parcel. You own more than one parcel there?
It's 175 of an acre.
So you have three quarters of an acre on the corner?
Yes. That's part of different parcels.
Okay.
I don't know how many parcels are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Because 0.17 is probably not buildable by itself.
No, it's almost 3/4 of an acre. Okay. It is 3/4 of an acre.
And I would gather it is not your intention to rehabilitate this parcel. Is that true?
I don't have the means right now to do it. I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah, I understand sell it, but you've been at that game. I mean, I drive up and down that road with some frequency. Yeah. You've been at trying to sell that.
Well, eventually, we had some good leads. You know, this new real estate.
Sure.
We had 9 previous cases here.
Really?
And I take exception to him saying that he takes care of every time he gets a notice. It's not our job to notice him about his property. It should be his job to take care of his property.
No, I do.
Okay, when you get the notice.
I got the drill. I've got it. I got it, guys.
Both ways.
Okay.
I work for you to cut the grass or...
Well, here's the problem. Since the city has gotten off of just the sign issue and gone to the condition of the property, what you're looking at, regardless of what time frame comes out of this, is a fairly short string in which if you don't buy a building permit to rehab this property, which is going to take a general contractor because there's clearly more than one trade involved and it's not a residential property, they're going to come in and solve your problem for you. And it's going to go away.
They're going to demolish the building.
And that's where they're headed.
Right.
Do you have any suggestions to me as to how we solve this problem? Because, the dangerous building is not going to be permitted to stay there. Either you're going to fix it or they're going to demolish it. Right. Okay. How do you want to go? Have you had a contractor look at it at all?
I have to bring a contractor to see how much it's cost to demolish.
Well,
because fixing it, I think it's going to cost way too much. Okay.
Well, let me suggest, I suspect fixing it is the high cost approach.
Right, right.
And you would only do that if you thought you could find a user.
Right.
And I suspect that the best and highest best use of this parcel is for this building to go away and join with your other parcels and somebody builds something like what's across the street.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You might want, if you decide that demolition is going to happen, mm-hmm. you might want to sit and talk with the city about the cost the city would incur, because they have a ongoing relationship with the destruction crews,
right.
And they may be able to do it considerably less expensive and more expeditiously than you can.
Right.
So here's what I'm going to do. My primary concern is not the signs, because if I can make the building go away, the signs go away.
Right.
So, I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation. I'm going to extend the time window to, I think theirs is 30 days, Chip, is that what you have in
there? 30 days to obtain permit.
Right. I'm going to extend that to 45 days, give you a month and a half to make a decision. If you decide you want to do the renovation and actually have a plan, come back and talk to me, and I'll extend the deadline, okay? I'm not going to give you from now to the next world.
Right.
But so let's go ahead. I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation with that modification to give you some extra time to make a rational decision.
Right.
If the rational decision requires more time, come talk to me and show me where we have made some progress. You know, bring me your contractor. Have him tell me what it is we're doing, you know, that sort of thing. So, okay, that's the way I'm going to go with this one, and it's so ordered.
So who do I talk for the demolition witness?
Well,
Dwayne
there
Thomas
you go.
The
good-looking guy with the glasses.
And if he wants to come back, Dwayne Thomas will be the one to discuss that with you.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
okay, because you really need to balance your costs out.
Right.
Because
so,
long term, this build—I mean, you and I both know long term this building goes away. Yeah. So anyway, okay.
All right.
Good enough. Thank you for coming by. So ordered.
That'll bring us to the bottom of page 4 of your docket. CUM 140608.
Okay, let me close this up and find 608.
This is a case involving the City of Ocala and Officer Jason Kilcrease versus Lawana K. Adams, a location of 132 Northwest 9th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly, unsanitary matter, Section 82181, the definition of a dangerous structure, and Section 82182, dangerous building declared nuisance abatement required. The parcel ID is 2844-027-006. Legal service was obtained on 5/31/2014 for the notice of violation, and the notice of hearing was returned on claim. We post the property on 6/5/2014 for the notice of violation and 6/24/2014 for the notice of hearing. In this case, we would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. Mm-hmm. In the summary of findings, that Officer Jason Kilcrease located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contains junk and debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition, extensive fire damage, and the possibility of transit neighborhood children activity on farm property. This property is contributing to the deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Kilcrease to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful. Staff has included photographs. We actually had a problem with this originally in that it was unsecured and unattended. Mm-hmm. And then during that time, it was mysteriously knocked down.
Okay, let me take a look here. Okay. Okay. Okay, the last photo without a burn appears to be June 5th, 2014. The burn is 6/19, so it just happened.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Okay. Almost looks like our city fire department's too good.
They put them out.
Yeah, boy. Why, we're not sure. Okay.
Because they have to search it.
I understand. Okay, let's see who's here for the owner.
Would you like to read staff recommendation?
I read it already.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, let's see who we got here on representing the owner, or the owner himself. Come on. Somebody? There you go. Good morning. Come on up and be sworn by the secretary. Tell us who you are.
Right. Do you swear affirm of the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Mm-hmm. And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Okay. My name is Lawana Adams.
There you go.
My address is 132 Northwest 9th Avenue. I'm standing before you to give up all my rights to that house because I didn't have any insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
I did try to talk to a couple of people about helping me, you know, tear the house down and clean the property off, but, you know, everybody was telling me that, you know, it would be $5,000, $6,000. I don't have it.
Okay, well, the property appraiser said even before the fire, the whole parcel, including the land, was only a little over $11,000.
Why?
Yeah, so it's not, even beforehand, wasn't a whole bunch. So, basically, if I read what you're telling me, it would be your desire to have this cleaned up by the city as fast as humanly possible.
Okay.
Okay, because we're right behind Howard Elementary. We're right behind, the emergency. Well, they're not going to take a deed from you, I'll tell you that, if that's what your plot is. That's not going to happen. But they will come in, demolish the building, and lien the property.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation, and I'm going to shorten the compliance time to 15 days to get the permit. If you want to go do it, go buy a permit.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, they'll do it for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Appreciate your patience.
You're welcome.
So ordered.
That would bring us to the middle of page 3 on your docket this morning. CON 140658.
Okay.
This is a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Francis McBride, a location at 2017 Southwest 6th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 122.1193, Park of Trailers, Commercial Vehicles, and Residential Areas. The parcel ID is 22747-004-10. Legal service was obtained on 6/5/2014 for the notice of violation and 6/27/2014 for the notice of hearing. As part of your additional correspondence, we've included an email from the city's traffic engineer advising us of this violation and the continuing nature of the violation at the location. I would point out for the magistrate that we've had 5 previous cases at this location, and we are proceeding at this time for an order, no fine, and costs. So that if we have future problems...
Well, with 5 of them already, why would we do nothing but a few costs?
Well, because what happens is they're noticed, they remove it...
Well, I understand.
...and then it comes back... And
that's called not getting the clue.
And of course, we are willing to do as the magistrate requests or feels is important. But the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas received information from the traffic engineer that a semi-truck was parked in violation of the city's code. Officer Thomas responded to the location upon arrival, observed properties in violation as previously stated. Officer Thomas was able to make contact with the owner of the semi and advise them of the violation. Work by Officer Thomas enabled the violation to be cleared up by the respondent. However, the city is continuing to obtain an order. Staff has a recommendation.
I read it.
Read that into the record if you'd like.
I read it.
Okay. And we do have representation here today.
Okay. Good enough. Will the owner or owner's representative come forward, please? Good morning. If you'll be sworn by the secretary, please, and tell us who you are.
You swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
My name is May McBride, 2017 Southwest 6th Street. The owner, Frances McBride, couldn't come because she's 90 years old. She had to stop the appointment.
Okay. Is that a relative of yours?
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Okay.
My husband was the owner of the truck, and he didn't fully understand that he couldn't pull in the yard. But since talking to the officer, he finally stopped him to see what was the violation.
Okay.
And he said, you know, that he could come drive down on the road and take his old dirty clothing out when he come in.
Mm-hmm.
But since that time, he has not parked the truck there any longer. He understands that he can't park the truck in the yard now.
Okay,
but he can drive down and put his clothes out, but not in the yard, put his on the road.
Yeah, he can just
and put his
offload
clothes,
and go.
And those old cars, them grandchildren come and dropping stuff, and by her being old, she can't see. And they promised to come get the stuff, and then you have to threaten them and all kind of stuff like that. So now my husband has let them know that nobody can bring anything and put in the yard.
Okay, well, currently we're only dealing with the parking of the commercial vehicle in an R1 zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our whole issue. If there's
understands that now.
There's other junk
stuff.
You
stop the officer and talk to him, got to understand him what to do.
Okay, well, the city staff is giving you pretty much a pass today.
Okay.
Especially with 5 prior violations on the parcel. I mean, it isn't like we haven't been to this dance before.
Yeah.
And so the city is recommending, let me get to it in a second. That, I gather all the stuff's all been removed, so we have a compliance
right
at this point. Okay, so we're in compliance. So all that we're going to do today is we're going to find that the violation existed at the time the citation was issued and find that compliance has been had and impose costs of, I'm coming to the cost affidavit, 1 second. You only bought this property a year ago or this year?
What property?
January this year.
No, she's been on that property. Over 30
okay,
years.
I'm just looking at a warranty deed dated January 23rd, 2014.
Oh, that's when she finished paying for it.
Oh, this has been a contract for deed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha. Okay. Understand. Okay, chronology, affidavit, okay. Cost of $112.69. And so I will adopt the staff recommendation and will not impose any daily fines or anything like that, okay? So you got $112.69 you need to pay the city for the trouble of going to doing all this.
Okay.
And it'll, if you don't pay, it'll wind up being a lien on the property, and you probably don't want that.
Okay.
So if you go ahead and handle that, you can pay the fine. You come up to the code office. Is that what you do? You know the building where the electric department bills get paid?
Yes.
Second floor. Go visit the nice people up there.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for coming. So ordered.
Can I make another call, second call on C-112-0694? Someone here from that case, City of Ocala versus Wells Fargo. I called earlier. He didn't speak up, so we'll take the case now.
Okay, let's go to Wells Fargo.
That'll be at the bottom of page 7. This is a petition for reduction.
Ah. Needs failure to register security contact. Okay.
C-112-0694. I'll give you a moment to look through the petition.
Give me 60 seconds to find the right button and see where we are. 694 petitions. One looks like it's next door to the one we had earlier. It's the same picture.
Let's see the photos here.
I'll put it this way. There's two gates in the city of Ocala that look exactly
alike.
We got
the picture mixed up there.
Okay, we won't...
This is the wrong house? That's the house.
Oh, and the other one was the wrong house?
The other one was the wrong house.
Well, see, that's the disadvantage of sending your lawyer that hasn't seen the property that you're talking about. Okay.
I must have brought up the wrong picture previously.
Oh, goodness. Well, let me shoot the staff at the end of the hearing. Okay. Okay, and let me look at the petition. Wells Fargo... Okay, and our cost sheet in this one says that the city has prosecution costs of $224 and accumulated fines of $33,000.
Okay. 671 days in non-compliance status.
Yeah. Okay.
For the not maintaining the property that was registered.
Okay, fair enough.
We had four previous cases on this location. Staff I'll let them speak, but
yep.
Staff's recommendation is to reduce to $5,000 plus cost for a total of $5,224.57. Additionally, we don't know if there's a contract for sale on this property or not. That would be also beneficial to know.
Petitioner is a realtor, so I assume we're at least trying to sell it. But anyway, come on forward and talk to us. Be sworn in, please, and tell us who you are.
These were from the evidence you're about to give. Will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Okay. I'm Vince Arnold. I'm with Home Run Realty. I work with Steve Whitelock, the broker, and I'm also a realtor myself. On 5/5/2014, Home Run acquired the property.
Acquired
well,
the title?
Well, no, I mean...
You got the listing.
We got the listing.
Okay, all right.
Sent to us. The listing went active on 5/18/2014. It's still active at this time. The list price is $109,900. So during our inspections, I'm not sure what the fines were or what the problem was, because we do, our people at the office, they'll go through and do a background check. So we did find out that there were non-compliance issues on the property. So. Again, I'm local, and I'm just here to do my job for the bank. They've asked us to try to get a reduction. We do not have a contract on this property, okay. So it's still active at this time.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. City's fairly graciously willing to go down to $5,000 after being ignored by the bank. I'll go to the 5,000 plus costs, and the costs are $224.57. Since Wells Fargo says on its application that it does not have a financial difficulty, I'll give that reduction, but that fine needs to be paid in the next 60 days, or it goes back to the $33,000.
How much are we looking at?
So you're looking at $5,224.57.
I would also offer that straight that Wells Fargo has been more cooperative.
Mm-hmm. Really? They got your phone number finally? Good. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that'll leave you some money to make selling it off. It'll get the fine down to the relatively reasonable department.
Okay.
And we'll all go from there.
All right.
Good enough. Thank you.
All right, thank
appreciate you.
You
coming by.
Celebrate us to page 2 of your docket.
CUM 140016.
Page 2. Okay. Oh, yeah, we actually have some new business?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This would be the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Emma Clay Bowens, Irving R. Bowens, and Jimmy T. Clay. We would be proceeding in this case as a repeat violator. The location is the 1300 block of West Silver Spring Boulevard, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly and sanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2845-071-071-017. Legal service was obtained on 1-23-2014 for the notice of hearing. We revised that notice and sent it out again on 7-5-2014. We've legally posted the property on 1-21-2014 for the notice of hearing, and again on 7-2-2014 for the revised notice of hearing. We have included in your packet a copy of the previous findings of fact, the affidavit of partial compliance in the first case where the city brought the property into compliance.
You say it's partially, they partially complied and then you finished the job.
Well, we did the job and they never paid.
Oh, that's the partial compliance?
Yes, sir.
Tacky, tacky. Okay.
The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of city code sections 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Thomas to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. We've included copies of the current condition of the property. Officer Thomas is prepared to testify in this matter if necessary. Okay. You'll see that we're adjacent to other structures, basically have an overgrown condition, which is...
Yeah, really I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I want to look at something here. Okay.
Staff has a recommendation that I'd read in the record at this time.
Yeah, if you'll do that, please.
Find the respondent guilty violating City Code Section 3495 as a repeat violator per Chapter 16204 of Florida Statutes, and order them to 1. Cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2. Pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $500 per day to a maximum of $5,000, and the city to enter upon the property to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. We're pointing out that this just appears to be an absentee landlord. They live in Oakwood, Georgia.
Okay.
I don't think that they have any interest in a property.
Are they not here?
No, sir. No representation for the record.
Well, this is probably your last go-around on this one, because if you hit a $5,000 number on a property that's on the tax roll for $7,800,
we're about done.
You're about done.
About time to start.
Especially if there's already a lien on the property for the prior cleanup. Okay. So, I find the violation exists. Adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to page 4 of your docket.
That's right on the boulevard, too. That's
yes, sir.
Really lousy. Okay.
C-140016. CON 140784, case the City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus Penny. I'm gonna mess this one up. Cholisky Wingo.
Oh, Wingo. Okay, I see.
And Trinity Healthcare Medical Center, PA, a location at 2437 East 14th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of sections 110, 131, prohibited signs. The parcel ID is 28334-035-00. Legal service was obtained on 628 and 630, 2014 for the notice of violation and the notice of hearing. We posted the property on 630, 2014 for the notice of violation, notice of hearing. As part of the additional correspondence in this case, we've included a copy of the business tax certificate and the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas observed a vehicle parked in the city's right-of-way displayed as a sign in violation of the city's code. Officer Thomas spoke to an employee at the front desk of the office advising them of the violation, and he was told they would move it right away. After returning to the office, Officer Thomas received a voicemail that indicated they were not going to move the vehicle. Officer Thomas was able to make contact with Christy at Trinity Healthcare and advised it was a violation of her civil liberties and
yes.
Further investigated revealed no change after that conversation. Work by Officer Thomas eventually enabled the violation to be cleared up by the respondent. However, the city is continuing to adhering to obtain an order. We've included photographs of the property and the condition.
Okay, I'm getting there.
I would say the main reason that we're here is because of their assertion that they can do what they want to do with this vehicle, parking it in the manner that they want to park it. They were very uncooperative with staff, requiring an inordinate amount of our time to resolve a simple violation. Staff recommendation.
So if I'm seeing this is the old stock brokerage building.
Yeah, on the corner of 14 and 25.
Yeah, I know what it is. That vehicle had to go over the curb to get where it is.
Yes, sir.
So it's clearly being put up there because it shows off the business.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to find the violation exists, impose costs as recommended by the staff, so ordered.
That'll bring us to page 5 of the docket this morning. CON 140701, a case involving Officer Jason Kilcrease. The City of Ocala versus Joel E. and Zara Getler and Jose Diaz of Providence, Rhode Island.
Yeah, right. Weeds accumulation and trash. Okay.
Yes, sir. We would be
proceeding. This is a repeat violation.
Violator as well. The location is 945 Northeast 3rd Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. The parcel ID is 2832-038-000. All certified mail was returned, and we posted the property on 6/26/2014 with the notice of violation and notice of hearing. We do have a copy of the previous findings of fact and affidavit of partial compliance with the city brought this property into compliance previously.
That's a fragile neighborhood, too.
Yes, sir. And we have included copies of the photographs of the current condition of the property. The summary of findings that Officer Jason Kilcrease responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. Additional investigation revealed that in 2014, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Special Magistrate and found guilty for violation of Code Section 3495, requiring qualifying this case as a repeat violator. All attempts by Officer Kilcrease to have the respondent bring the property into compliance and remedy the violations have been unsuccessful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2 of your presentation.
I see.
I would point out for the record that we do not have representation for this case here today.
It's another one like the other one. You've got an $8,000 parcel on the tax roll. This is the last time you go into this rodeo, too. Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the middle of page 5 of your docket this morning, CON 140768.
0768. Got it.
This is the City of Ocala and Officer Jason Kilcrease versus Lincoln B. Pasture, a location at 508 Southwest Martin Luther King Avenue. violations of Section 3495, Sections 34121, and Section 34122. The parcel ID is 2262-008-001. Legal service and posting have been indicated have been accomplished as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. The summary of findings that Officer Jason Kilcrease responded to this location due to citizens' complaint, and upon arrival observed the property in violation of the city's code, and that it contains junk and debris and abandoned derelict vehicles. I would point out for the magistrate that this has been a continuing problem at this location. This is the second case this year. However, we let them off the first time because they brought in compliance. Additional investigation by Officer Kilcrease revealed the response have not taken corrective action on the violation, and all attempts by Officer Kilcrease to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful and violation remained. Staff has a recommendation at the bottom of page 2, and I would indicate for the record that we do not have representation here on this case today. Officer Kilcrease is prepared to answer any questions.
Okay. What page of the agenda is the particular charge on?
Page 5 in
page
the middle.
Page 5 in the middle.
So we basically have
pasture, gotcha. Weeds, yeah.
Junk and debris, and derelict vehicles.
Okay. So I gather the truck with the drape on it is what we're talking about in terms of the derelict vehicle.
That, and we have others that are continually coming and going that are being repaired there, okay. And don't have tags and things of that nature as indicated on.
Well, the building's boarded up in the back anyway, so
yes, sir.
It appears to be unoccupied.
They're working out of the back end of that structure there. On page 4, you'll see they have a vehicle repair going on. And then on page 3, they've got a vehicle repair and junk and debris. Mm-hmm. And they've also got another vehicle repair.
So we're running a small auto body shop.
Essentially, mm-hmm. That's what's happening.
Okay. Yeah, boy. Everybody in the neighborhood finds them. The only thing they're not doing is putting a sign up that
says auto body.
Auto body, yeah. Okay.
Then they know they'd get a violation.
Yeah. Okay. I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
Staff will bring your attention to the petitions area.
Okay.
Page 8 of the docket this morning. We have a petition on case CON 140708. By Officer Terry Allen, the City of Ocala versus Marion County Property Group, LLC, a violations of the business tax certificate.
That's another case in by a permit.
The city does support this one. They have brought it into compliance. This is their first time in violation. We would support waiving the $125 fee.
So ordered.
That'll bring us to the top of page 9 in the petitions area. I'm sorry, in the parking violations area for parking hearing.
Mm-hmm.
PRK 140403, the city would support the dismissal of this citation.
So ordered.
If you give me just one moment, I think I have missed one case out of this jumble this morning.
Okay.
I apologize for you on that. No, I haven't.
Okay. Then we got
this time, we do have one person that wants to be represented. We'll save that for the last section.
Okay.
At this point, we'd go over old business, consent agenda for noncompliance.
Right.
In the middle of page 9, I would represent to you that we have an affidavit of noncompliance in all the cases listed on the consent agenda except for CON 140797, the last case
which we've already
heard this morning, and awarded them an additional 30 days.
Okay. I find noncompliance in all those cases and direct
staff to previous board orders.
Go follow the board orders, right?
Thank you. We do have a person here that would like to address the magistrate under discussion.
Let me guess who it is. one guy.
Mr. Smith.
Yeah. What case?
He doesn't have a case. He did not submit a petition.
Okay.
He was here previously, and the magistrate ordered him to pay a fine within 120 days.
Okay. And what was the violation?
This is the violation, if you recall, where he did not obtain the building permits to remodel the bathroom. And
we had like a hot water heater with a whole bunch of dangling stuff. Is this
no,
that one?
No, this is where the walls were all out of kilter and the bathtub was leaking. And
okay.
He was doing a friend
a favor.
Oh, I remember that one. Yes,
and,
okay.
Apparently it didn't work
out. Okay, gotcha. Come on up, sir, and talk to me. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. Be sworn in by the staff, and then we'll identify yourself and go from there.
You swear from the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And if you could state your name and address for the record.
Winston Smith. 7445 Southwest 83rd Pennsylvania County.
Okay, Mr. Smith, what can I do for you?
I'm offering you a little help this morning, sir. And that fine, the time frame is what troubles me. I'm offering you for.
Okay, what was the deadline to come into compliance? How long
120
ago?
120 days.
And how long ago did that expire?
Well,
it hasn't expired yet?
No, but I'm seeing difficult.
Are you making progress on fixing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what kind of time period do you think you need to complete the fix?
Maybe 12 months.
12 months?
Yes.
I can build a house in 90 days, let alone fix one.
It's not just the city of Ocala.
Okay. What's left to be done?
I'd have to refer to the board secretary for that because I believe he's made one payment.
Okay.
No, I've made two payments.
Two payments. Okay, two payments. Fair enough. Okay. What's left to be done? Is it just paying money? Is that all we're talking about at this point?
Paying money for to get.
Oh, okay. So the health, safety, and welfare of the city is fine. We just need to talk about the city's treasury. Okay. How much more is owed?
I believe he owes about $800 still.
Oh, I don't have any trouble with giving you a year to pay that. Okay. I'll extend that compliance date.
Appreciate it, sir.
Just keep making monthly payments and life will be good.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Good enough. Good luck with everything.
So we're going to have to create an order. He did not submit a petition.
Well, we'll make it up.
So we'll do an order for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We'll have to discuss that with
okay.
us. Yes,
okay.
8 more months.
Okay, we'll take all the evidence and everything, make it part of the official record of the meeting.
City rest.
Okay. I would like to introduce to you the lady in the audience. Her name is Linda Pisani. She's a new lawyer with our firm. She's not new to Ocala. She's been here 7 or 8 years. Great lawyer. If you need a lawyer, hire her because she works for me.
I would also introduce David.
Yeah, I saw two new guys that didn't know to stand up to be sworn in.
Welcome
to the world.
They didn't think they had to, but we still learned.
Oh, yeah. Great. Welcome to the neighborhood. Okay, are we adjourned?
Yes, sir.
We're adjourned. Done deal. Thank you. I got to sign a bunch of orders. I'll catch back to the office.